Our next presenter is Professor Henrietta Sedergren, who is a professor emeritus at UCAM's Department of Linguistics. She's a sociolinguist with over 30 years of experience. Her research focuses on the sociophonetic properties of phonological variation, the role of tempo and rhythm in social differentiation, and the function of prosody in the comprehension and perceived accentedness of L2 speech. Her presentation is on modeling healthcare giver-patient task-specific dialogues, phase 3.
This is I'll be talking about phase 3, but this project actually started in 2006, and this is a collaboration with Elizabeth Gatbant and Victoria Surtees, who did a hell of a lot of work, Eric Mikhail, and I didn't mention, but we also have our field worker here today. And so this is what I'm going to talk about is a project background. What's the rationale? The fact is that we know that healthcare, we talk about technology, but the basic technology that we need in healthcare for successful healthcare is good communication, talking, understanding what each other is talking about. So the ability to interact with the patient in his or her language is a prerequisite of effective communication in medical care. And so the idea was is that we need something that can help nurses, caregivers, train them to interact with speakers. How do we do this? Well, try to develop a dialogue training tool, something that can be used outside of the classroom, and so the learner can interact with a tool that listens and responds. And then this particular tool would be to help Francophone caregivers practice conversation skills that they need. So we pass, the idea is to start, as a sociolinguist, is that actually language always takes place within a situation. So we have to start with any situation, whatever, it's a speech event. So we have to think about the speech event as a whole. And the first phase of the project was designing the prototype. How do we do this? We needed the tools, a speech recognizer that'll listen, that'll give information about pronunciation scoring, how well you're talking, and you needed a tool that will manage the dialogue, the interaction between the virtual patient and the user, and we needed to design a user interface. So the characteristics of this first system, we had to choose a task, the medical history interview. You come into the doctor's office, or you go to the hospital, and the nurse wants to know about your medical history. So that's it. Go back. And the... So you have that, we define that, and then the system characteristics. So we have closed dialogues. The patient is talking, and the nurse is talking to a patient, and the patient answers back. And we have a linear structure of the dialogue, very simple. You go from question one to question two and so on. And it's strictly ordered. The type of questions are you here for the medical history interview? How do you spell your first name? What's your phone number? Fine. And we needed a patient. We needed a questionnaire, and we recorded this, and it's all in the system. So it worked. The second phase and third phase, which I'm skipping to, and you can find out the details more when you go to the poster and talk to Victoria, who's here, that we had to make this more natural, because actually conversation isn't just one question after another. We know that a nurse doesn't go through the ward asking each question exactly in the same order. So we have to give some sort of flexibility. So add naturalness to the conversation dynamics. Allow the learner to ask questions. give them choices at a particular spot. The other thing is that the language had to be authentic, so we had to get data of what nurses actually say. So fortunately, we had access to a set of recordings that were done in a rehabilitation hospital, and so we analyzed a corpus of 10 nurses interacting with patients, asking them. And then the particular speech event was pain assessment dialogues. We couldn't just go all over the board. We just find it. So how do you do? How do you go through every single day to find out how is the patient progressing? Because you got to make recommendations about their interviews. So we put this together, and I encourage you to go talk to Victoria because she has the computer. You could talk to the virtual patient and see how it works. And so what we've done is we try to develop a tool that is transportable, that can be used in off-site for off-site training of Francophone health care providers, and would be complementary to regular language training outside that you have in the classroom. And so that's it. I'm very quick. So I just want to thank all of the people that contributed to this. Any questions you can ask. Sorry.